Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Good morning. Good morning. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are. This is the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. I'm Henry alongside Liam Francis, and we will be with you for the next 3 hours or so. We hope you stick and stay, and you'll enjoy the ride. At the top of the hour, we'll be bringing you sports. After that, we'll be...
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. For you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times, it's still God in the night. You talk a thing when you're up on the mountain, but talk comes so easy when life's at its best. Now we're down in the valley of trials and temptations. That's where your faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain, when things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night.
Pleasant good morning to all of you in Radio Land. Just we're experiencing a great deal of problems with the computer this morning, so I'm just hanging in here for Ivor until he gets everything set up. I'm just hoping and praying that all our friends around the world would be tuned in and listening to us as usual. Just let me go through with giving the show its blessings. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your giving us an opportunity. We pray, Father, that you let the obstacle that is preventing Ivor from coming through with the show to at least be solved, so that he can bring the show to all his wonderful listeners who look forward to the show each and every Saturday morning. We thank you for your support, Lord, and all that you have given us over the past 7 years thereof, Lord, and we are hoping that you will continue to bless the show. We pray especially and ask your blessings and healings on some of our dear friends, Eileen, James, Hugh Williams, Oliver Solomon, George Francis, Ellie Matt, Connie Whitley, Phil McCornelius and Marcus Nesbitt, just the name of you, Lord. Thank you for these great servants of yours. We hope that you can touch their hearts, their bodies,
and heal them. We pray also that you can touch the minds and bodies of the ones who are helping us to bring the show on the air. And we pray, Father, that you continue to guide them as they go about their whereabouts today and let them be safe. We thank you for us being here in the United States, and hopefully that the war or the impending situation over there in Syria with the American bombing over there will not escalate, Lord. Again, we thank you for all you've done. We pray that you will guide us and help us through this day as we try to bring a show the best we can. So with that said, just try to hang in there until we can get things together. Just going to pull up a song here and that I like so much. I know most of you like to hear Brother Joseph Miles, the late one, Joseph Miles, as he brings you Cleanse Me. We ask you to stick with us. Late great Joseph Niles, he calls that one, heal me. My friends, we just want to just ask you to hang in with us this morning as we try to bring you the best possible show there is on this time of the day in our neck of the woods. We are experiencing some problems with our equipment here in our neck of the woods, and we do hope that you'll hang with us. I'm just hanging in here for Ivan till he gets back, and I want to just tell you about my dear loving niece. She is Theo Thorn, and she's a blessing to me. I never find a moment to be disappointed in her. She is just such a sweet person. One day, she'll get the courage to come on with us. But in the meantime, her voice is here for you to hear. And I hope you like how she sings. So she is. She puts everything into her singing. And just hope and pray God will just bless her and her little son and her husband and now all. And everything that is surrounding her to help her. Theo Vaughn sings, "Leave Me, Lord."
Theo Thorn. She
says he asked the Lord to lead me. Do you this morning ask him to lead you? I just urge you to do so. Let him lead you. Let him guide you throughout the day. Thank you for this opportunity for you to be listening to us this morning. We hope that you can invite others to tune in to hear the songs that we chose, just to make your day a little brighter, make your morning a little happier. Songs that you like to hear, we try to give you the best we can. And today, we are going to be introduced a group who has been with us from the onset. They have always provided us with some awesome music. They go by the name of the Doe Brothers. They have the answer. This is the name of their next tune.
I found the answer to the question that was burning in my heart. Why Jesus came to save poor sinners such as I. I saw it in the Bible. It was right there from the start. I found the answer when I read His word. I found the answer to the question that was burning in my heart. Why Jesus came to save poor sinners such as I. I saw it in the Bible. It was right there from the start. I found the answer when I read. I saw what caused my Lord to walk the shores of Galilee, to heal the sick and raise the dead, cause blind their eyes to see. Why He fed the hungry crowd that came to listen to His word, and told the fishermen, come follow me. I found the answer to the question that was burning in my heart. Why Jesus came to save poor sinners such as I. I saw it in the Bible. It was right there from the start. I found the answer when I read His word. I saw what made Him bless the little children on that day. What made Him friends of the first man, then watch Him dance away. I saw what made Him reach out to the little girl that died, and raise her even as her mother cried. I found the answer to the question that was burning in my heart. Why Jesus came to save poor sinners such as I. I saw it in the Bible. It was right there from the start. I found the answer when I read His word. Salvation's plan was settled long before the world began. God's Son would come to earth one day to rescue fallen man. No one else could do it. No one else could take such pain. It was because of His great love for me. I found the answer to the question that was burning in my heart. Why Jesus came to save poor sinners such as I. I saw it in the Bible. It was right there from the start. I found the answer when I read His word. Burning in my heart, why Jesus came to save poor sinners such as I.
I saw it in the Bible. It was right there from the start. I found the answer when I read His word. I found the answer to the question that was burning in my heart. Why Jesus came to save poor sinners such as I. Was right there from the start. I found the answer when I read His word. I found the answer when I read His word. I found the answer when I read His word.
The door, brothers, they say the answer. Have you found the answer? They say this. When you read the book, the Bible, tell you, no greater novel than the Bible. I just urge each and every one of you to read the Bible. When you have a problem, just refer to it. It's a reference manual for any topic you can think of. I tried my best to read, but I am not perfect. I tried my best to read as much as I can about the Bible. I pray, Father, that many of you who have been listening to us this morning will just take some time out each and every day to read a passage of the Bible. It's so soothing. It gives you the answer. The door just said it. I believe it. Now let's talk about some rhythms, some songs that you love to hear. A tune that has been made popular by Donnie McLaughlin, and he says he calls it the Caribbean medley. Many folks have loved this tune because he has so much life, so much vibe, so much energy. Pray that you can just find some energy from this song. Caribbean medley by Donnie McLaughlin. Come on,
well,
Donnie.
We're gonna sing us some Jamaican song. But if we sing them, you got to get out of those seats and you got to dance like you're really from Jamaica. Or your parents were from Jamaica, parents' parents were from Jamaica. But I want you to be true to who you are.
I've got my mind made up. I want to see my Jesus someday. I got my mind made up and I won't turn back because I want to see my Jesus someday. Come on, everybody sing. Goodbye world, I stand no longer with you. Goodbye pleasures of sin, I stand no longer with you. I made up my mind to go God's way. The rest, that's it. I made up my mind to go God's way. The rest of, come on, say it again, say it.
Goodbye world.
Yeah.
All my cares are past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Gonna say it again, yes, I wanna see him. Gonna look upon his face. They're the same, I am the Lord, ever Lord, all the same. Be praised, oh, the streets of glory. And I won't turn back, because I want to see my Jesus
someday.
Yes,
my, my,
yes.
My. Fire, 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 fall on me tonight.
Yes, the great Johnny McLaughlin, he says he has his mind made up. He wants to see his Jesus someday. Do you want to see your Jesus someday? Yes, everyone has an opportunity to see the Jesus that we love, the one who came to save us from our sins. My friends, we urge you to prepare the way to see him someday. Next time up, by Betty Robinson. She calls us one, Ride Out the Storm. I hope you can ride out whatever storm you're going through this morning, and hope this song will help you do just that. A young man who had gone through a lot of storms, and he is weathering the storm, having hold on to or held on to Jesus. He says, I am a testimony, and that's the Sir Paul Richards.
Look at me, I'm I didn't make it on my own. I've been standing here all alone. It was Jesus who gave me the opportunity. Look at me, I'm a testimony. It was Jesus who made me a possibility. It was Jesus,
hey Jesus,
he never gave up on me. It was Jesus who reached out and laid his hand on me. Look at me, I'm a testimony. Look at me, I'm a testimony. I've lost my voice, I lost my speech. Now I can sing and I can preach. It was Jesus who fixed me and decided to use me. Look at me, I'm a testimony. It was Jesus who made me a possibility. It was Jesus,
hey Jesus,
he never gave up on me. It was Jesus who reached out and laid his hand on me. Look at me, I'm a testimony. Look at me, I'm a testimony. I was stricken on my back, now I'm learning how to walk. It was Jesus who never gave up on me. Look at me, I'm a testimony. It was Jesus who made me a possibility. It was Jesus,
hey Jesus,
he never gave up on me. It was Jesus who reached out and laid his hand on me. Look at me, I'm a testimony. You know, when I think of God's goodness and mercy, his love and compassion, I will forever sing praise. When I think of all the pain and suffering that I've been through, I will forever give thanks and praise. It was Jesus who made me a possibility. It was Jesus,
hey Jesus,
he never gave up on me. It was Jesus who reached out and laid his hand on me. Look at me, I'm a testimony. It was Jesus who made me a possibility. It was Jesus,
hey Jesus,
he never gave up on me. It was Jesus who reached out and laid his hand on me. Look at me, I'm a testimony.
Yes, it was Jesus who reached out his hand and touched him. That's correct. Touch the great Sir Paul Richard. And believe you me, though stricken in a wheelchair, the young man is still preaching the word. My friends, you too can ask God's forgiveness and ask him to reach out and touch you. And my other brother, who has just passed on, has gone to see Jesus. He is saying there is room at the cross for us who can lose the late great one.
There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. Yes, there's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. There is room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. Yes, there's room at the cross for you. The cross upon which Jesus died is a shelter in which we can hide. And it's great, so free, it's a mission for me. And deep is the fountain, as wide as the sea. There's room at the cross for you. There is room at the cross for you. Millions have come, there's still room for one. Yes, there's room at the cross for you. Though millions have found in him a friend and have turned from the sin they had sinned, the Savior still waits to open the gates and welcome a sinner before it's too late. There's room at the cross for you. At the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. Yes, there's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Yes, there's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. Yes, there's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. There is room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. Yes, there's room at the cross for you.
Hopeton Lewis, the late great one, he says, there's room at the cross. My dear friends, I urge you to take his advice. He has gone before us, and his words live on. And God will take care of you, my friends, because the grace pillars have this great rendition, which is really liked by many. And I hope you find pleasure in listening to this song as well. Grace pillars. God will take care of you.
God will take care of you. Beneath the wings of love abide. God will take care. Thank you.
That's right. God will take care of you. Great Thrillers. Beautiful voice, beautiful rendition. Hope you like it. And hope you got the message above all. Now, to take you out of this segment is my brother, Chalk Dust. He sings songs his parents used to sing. Listen to the famous soca artist. Sings songs his parents used to sing. I just like to sit back and listen to his music, and I hope you will enjoy this rendition as we take you out of this segment this morning.
My father, Isaac Liverpool, and my mother, Edwardine Bartholomew, used to sing many songs and sang keys. So often that I learned them all.
Baptist.
The moonlight, the great, not the late, but the great Chuck Billis, Mr. Liverpool. May we come out of this segment, and I'm sure I enjoy doing this segment, and I do hope that you enjoy the songs that I have played. We still have some problems. I'll see if we will be able to join Ivor in a moment or two, because I am about to depart. I have an emergency I have to attend to in about 10 minutes time, and I do hope that I can do what I can until that time comes. So with that said, let's go right into Mr. Bravo. He's trying to make a name for himself over the IPL. Come on in, Wayne. Yes, indeed, and we try to be a champion, but you know, we are not perfect. We just want to make sure that we are here to help bring the news, the sports news, the gospel songs, and whatever we can to make your day a little brighter, make it enjoyable. Thank you for sharing with us this time of the day. You could be elsewhere. You could be listening to some other news or some other broadcast, and we appreciate the moments you have shared and spent with us. With that said, let me go right into the sports which I have briefly put together. And we begin on a bright note because Shire Hope has been named one of Wisden Five Cricketers of the Year. And I just tell you who are the others. And he is among some mostly ladies. And I can tell you, this is one of the times that I had a night. Jamie Porter, Natalie Shriver, and Anna Scobsole. I tell you, one among them all, Chaya Hope from West Indies, is Wisden, one of Wisden five cricketers of the year for the year 2018. We wish him well, congratulations, and well deserved. And tomorrow we will be going into that in details. We will also be talking quite a bit about the India Premier League, what we call the IPL, because when that period of time comes in cricket world, everything seems to shut down. What is going on over there? Because we have the standings as of the end of two matches. The Sunrisers Hyderabad, they are on top of the Chennai Super Kings with a better net run rate. Also above the Kolkata Knight Riders who are with 2 points. And then the Kings 11 Punjab, they're on 2 points, as well as the Royal Challengers Bangalore and the Rajasthan Royals. The Mumbai Indians, they are without a win, two matches and two losses, and the Delhi Daredevils. We got some good news from Bravo, good news from Russell, good news from the Rhine, not so good news about Evan Lewis, and some really not good news about Chris Gayle. I think perhaps that he has not played a match for his team. He has been benched. And let us hope that he'll come back to his winning ways, get back to his form. Let's get him get back to where he ought to be. So tomorrow we invite you to be with us, because we'll explore the details about the IPL and who is making it and who is not. But our attention right now is focused on the NBA playoff, because they begin today, and at 3 o'clock, first match will begin. San Antonio, Spurs, Golden State Warriors are going to hit it out. The Washington Wizards are going to be playing the Toronto Raptors. And the Miami Heat are going to be taking on the Philadelphia 76ers. So we look forward to see the Heat, and I am so happy to see the Heat has made it through the playoffs. Hope they can go past the first round. It was a tough assignment, and time would not permit me to go into some of what is being forecast, but I do know that I'm glad to see the Heat and hope they do well. Turning your attention to the Commonwealth Games, I have the medal count, because the Australians, they are leading with 181 total medals. They have 71 gold. In second place, England, 115 medals with 38 golds. In third place, we have India with 54 medals, with 24 medals, 24 gold. Canada, they are in fourth place with 79 medals. And South Africa, fifth place with 37 medals, with 13 gold. And coming right down to Jamaica, they have so far taken 26 medals with 7 gold. And go right down, I'm just trying to give you the medals for all Caribbean countries. As you know, we are mainly Caribbean-based. Trinidad, they are in the 18th spot, having gotten 2 gold, 1 silver. Congratulations, Trinidad and Tobago. The Bahamas, 1 gold and 3 bronze and 4 medals so far. Going down to Grenada, 1 gold, 1 silver, 1 bronze. And going down, Guyana, also 1 gold. Awesome performance there. Going down to, let's see who else from our neck of the woods. Yeah, that's about all that I see right now. But we do hope the other teams and countries in the Caribbean will do well. But again, Caribbean, the Commonwealth Games is very much in the air right now, with leaving Middle County, going to Australia. Turning our attention to football and to the EPL First Division, we have Man City. They are on 84 points, followed by Man United, 71 points. In second place, Liverpool are third. Tottenham are in fourth place. My team, Chelsea, they are on fifth, way away from the first place with 57 points. And Leicester, they are on eighth, 43 points, also half of the points, that almost half of the points where Man City is. I know Leicester, you can't win the championship, but you can go right up and stay in the top 10. That would be good for a good team. Let's turn your attention to the bottom of the table, because we have Crystal Palace. They're on the 17th spot with 31 points. And in the relegation zone, Southampton, 19, and West Brom. No, Southampton, you got to do better than that, because the tie you gave me some years ago won't worth a bit if you just keep going into the relegation zone. And good news out of Jamaica, because Tapper Whitmore, he has taken over again. The Ministry of Sports has announced that Theodore Tapper Whitmore has returned to his role as head coach of the National Senior Men's Team. And that is following a meeting between the government and Jamaica Football Federation. I'm glad to hear that they are able to reach an agreement. And just to tell you that we are keeping an eye out on the World Cup. Come June, we'll give you a rundown of all the groups. And in time to come, we will highlight, we can tell you, consists of Russia, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Uruguay. We'll tell you who are the favorites to go through to the second phase. And we'll also go through the various groups. And there are presently 32 teams, and there's word out that some countries are campaigning to increase the number to 48. We wish them well. And we may just spend some time tomorrow and tell you about just this one other item I want to cover before we go, because USA Cricket, they have appointed four member panel to select the independent directors. Let me tell you more of that, because the USA Cricket, the new board set up under the ICC supervision to administer cricket in the United States of America following the expulsion of the USACA last year, has appointed four member recommendations for the three independent directors for the board. It was announced on Friday. We wish them well. We hope that we can get some resolution to that. The four member, Emma Perko, Rowan Chandran, Keith Aaron, and Dave Richardson. More on that to follow. And of course, we can tell you about cricket, where it's being played around the world. And we urge you folks to be with us at 6 o'clock, when in fact we will give you all the details about cricket, where they are, wherever they are played. Especially we'll be focusing a lot on the IPL, since that is the more prominent thing going on right now. And of course, we will talk some more about Shire Hope winning this prestigious award. We'll ask you, when last was a West Indian named in the Wisden Top Cricketers of the year? And with that said, I'm going to just bring my session to a close, hoping that we can get some relief here, because tell you, we know it's everyone is busy at this time of the year, and we're just hoping that we can hear from. So let's put it this way. I just hope that we can be able to take the show to the end of its expiration today. So with that said, let me just play a song and see if I can make some connection. And we'll be back in a short. Go long.
Yeah. can what you speak back in life, my name is Bongolo. Stop at this in African tradition.
Minister of St. Lucia, Mr. George Odlum.
I come to bury Hector, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones, so let it be with Hector. I have no record of evil in the life of Tim Hector, maybe mischief, but no evil. Let the catalog of his goodness be interred with his bones. Dear brother and comrade in arms, I have no need to praise you, since our friendship and our lives together has been a mutual hosanna of praise in acceptance and affirmation of the principles we stood for and the values we espouse. We did this in the face of tremendous odds and spirited opposition from a society whose philistinism has become a byword. Ironically, you lived and died in the pursuit of a body of values which were meant to elevate a Caribbean society and forge a creative and dynamic people out of the detritus which history had bequeathed on us. You fought to explain that history and analyze it in the interest of the ordinary man and woman. But the forces of reaction were strongly arrayed against you. My colleague and friend, St. Lucia's Nobel laureate, Derek Walcott, insists that if you give a man an education or a gun, you lose an honest laborer. What Walcott was trying to convey was that education had the power to transform dross into fine metal. It elevated, it aroused, and it empowered man to reach for otherwise unattainable heights. This was your vision, that if you persisted in fanning the flames of enlightenment, that your fellow Caribbean man and woman would see the shooting star of liberation and anticipation and reach for the skies. As you lie there, motionless and still in your fine, resplendent mahogany casket, I cannot help but feel a sense of mockery that the same society which vilified and ridiculed you when your strident voice embarrassed them with your message and your clarion calls is the same society that will embrace and elevate you now that your mighty heart is lying still. Where is the logic in this, my brother? Are we so crazed with insecurity and self-abnegation that we caught our own disaster and demise by destroying the catalyst for our liberation? When Othello in Shakespeare murdered his own loving Desdemona, Shakespeare wrote, "Like a base Indian, he threw away a pearl richer than all his tribe." Today, as I contemplate your mortality, brother, I cannot suppress the insistent feeling that the people of Antigua, and to a lesser extent, the people of the Caribbean, have thrown away a pearl richer than all their tribe. This is a serious accusation to make against a society that had turned out in large numbers to pay homage to this dead Viking. But many of you stood by over the years and witnessed the victimization and demoralization of Tim Hector and never lifted a finger to prevent it. Were you there? Were you there when they crucified Tim Hector? Were you there? Were you there when they nailed him to the cross? Were you there? Were you there when they dragged him through the courts? Were you there? Were you there when they dumped him in prison for his views? Were you there? Were you there when they burnt his printing press? Were you there? Were you there when they murdered
his dead wife, Era. Were you there? Were you there when the ballot
process was certainly there
to declare him a loser?
But we have to break
there?
A while because we have David here waiting on us. Good morning to you, David. Come on in.
Yeah, good morning, Leon. Good morning to the listeners, wherever they are in the world. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Some place maybe good night. Just would like to say, you know, I'm just going to bring you up to date with what's happening. The local sports here in our neck of the woods, here in South Florida. First, I'm going to bring you the scores and highlights from the South Florida Cricket Alliance and also give you some updates on what is happening in there. So last week was week number 8 in the South Florida Cricket Alliance competition. And we had St. Bess took on Tropics. And we had Lauderdale Jammers versus West Palm Beach Titans. The West Palm Beach Titans Lauderdale Jammers game was one of an onslaught where Palm Beach Titans, Lauderdale Jammers made 427 for 8 in 40 overs. Luckily, rain came and saved Palm Beach Titans in that massive 427 that they made. Gavin Wallace got 156 with 6 fours and 16 six. And Sean Finley get 114 with 9 four and 9 six. And like I said, that was an onslaught there of runs of epic proportion in that game. Well, the main bowlers for Palm Beach Titans was Marlino Smith. He got 2 for 55. And Andre Fraser, 2 for 75. As I said, rain came. So there was no further play. So that game ended up abandoned. In the St. Bess versus Tropics game, Reigns also played a part in that. But there was a result from that game. In 28 overs, St. Bess scored 294 for 7. And that is actually 28.5 over when the rain came. Sherwin Powell getting 125 not out from 65 balls. He had 9 4 and 9 sixes. And then there was an onslaught from Masood Mohammed, 83 from 37 balls with 3 fours and 9 sixes. The main bowlers or the wicket takers for Tropics was Marcel Graham, 3 for 50, and Bert Davis, 2 for 32. Tropics did not put up a fight. They was bowled out for 87 in 19 overs after they were set a victory target of 260 via Duckworth Lewis. So St. Bess won by 171 runs. Now, there's some things that is happening also in there. There were some, I think, 8 or 9 centuries scored so far in the commission. As I mentioned earlier, Sherwin Powell get 125, not out versus Tropics. Gavin Wallace, 158 versus Palm Beach Titans. Sean Finley, 114 versus Palm Beach Titans. Michael Nemar, 120 not out versus Ambassador. St. Christopher Brown, 100 at even 100 versus Ambassador. Dean Morgan, 108 versus Ambassador. Timmy Search Bali, 113 versus Port St. Lucie. And uncharred amulet at 106 Nassau versus Ambassador. Also, there was one at-trick that was taken in the competition, Orlando Johnson. He get 5-for-12, including the at-trick against Ambassador that game. Now, for this week's game, yeah, it was week 9. Our game starts at 11. They have Jammers versus Tropics at MAQ Ground, Soul Chiller versus Ambassador at John Stretch, and St. Lucie versus Titans at Girls Called Friendship Park. Over in the Gulf Coast Cricket League, they have 3 matches on top. Junkies versus Strikers at Central Broad Regional Park, and Florida International versus Kendall Stars at Miramar Regional Park South. Both games start at 10. And then Googly versus Tufan at Central Broad Regional Park 1 and 2. That game starts at 9. So that is a brief rundown of what's happening here locally from me, Leon.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, David. And unfortunately, I too have got to run. I know it has been a problematic morning, and I hope that if he can get by a little later on. But as for me, I have to move on. I have a very important appointment to take care of this morning, and it's already 20 minutes past my time. But with that said, I do hope that you have a pleasant day, David, and regards to the family, and I hope all our listeners would stay tuned if they can, so if I ever can get back on soon, because I definitely have to go, and it would be not convenient for me to use my device to activate the show. So I'm going to say goodbye to you folks, and hopefully, if I ever get by later on, he will acquaint you guys as to what the status of the show is. But as for me, I have to leave at this moment. So take care, David. God bless. Have a blessed
day. Okay, Leon. Okay. Take it easy. You do the same. So I can find from it. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.